Toronto FC getting ready for the Montreal Impact as they march towards what could be a league record, a regular season league record. Jonathan Osorio from Toronto, plays for Toronto, plays for Canada, plays for Toronto FC. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing really well, as your team is. How important is it for you guys? I know that the championship is the ultimate, and that's what it's all about, especially how close the team came last year. But what about this regular season record? You have a chance to be the best regular season team ever. How much does that matter?
Not much, really. I think as a team, we're not really thinking about that. We're just, you know, we're taking it game by game, and that's what we've been doing all season. And, you know, one of our goals has been also before, you know, getting to the playoffs and we're taking care of, before worrying about taking care of business in the playoffs, we made it a goal to try and win in the Supporters Shield. So that's the only thing we're really looking at. We're not really looking at any records or anything. We're just, you know, we're trying to play to our ability, the best of our ability each game and see where that takes us.
Jonathan Osorio, our guest on Brady and Price. We've talked to Greg Vanney several times this year, and he emphasized how important the offseason was to keep this core together, to keep everybody coming back, because not just because there's unfinished business, but you know how much sort of up and down turmoil there was when you first came to the club. How big has that been for you as players? You look around, you see familiar faces. Yeah, a couple ads here, a couple ads there. But for the most part, it's the same guys that went on the great run last fall, right?
Oh yeah, it's huge. It's huge for this club because this club hasn't been used to that in its past years, and now, you know, we've now for the past 3-4 years we have the same guys in the locker room, and we're all very familiar with each other, and the team chemistry is very good. And you know, going through that experience last year, we know what to expect. We have a lot of guys that have that experience, so. It's great. It's going to be very useful as now that going down the stretch and as we enter the playoffs.
I mentioned the Montreal Impact. They're next up for you guys tomorrow night. Obviously, with the semifinal last year, the two-game series that kind of woke up the country to MLS. There's a rivalry there, but they haven't been great, and they're coming off a loss against an expansion team. Rivalry still with Montreal?
Yeah. For sure, there'll always be a rivalry, and every game will matter just as much as the last one. That's how the rivalries go. And no matter what, how they're doing, or what their current form is, or how our current form is, you know, this is a different kind of game with a lot more at stakes, with the bragging rights and everything. You know. You know, the teams don't like each other, and every time we play them, we want to win, and every time they play us, they want to win. So, either way, I know that, you know, despite their current form and the last few matches they've had, they've definitely been looking forward to this game against us, and we definitely can't take them lightly just because they've had a couple bad games lately.
Games Wednesday at BMO, Canadian International. Jonathan Osorio joining us. I can't get enough of talking about your two-game set with Montreal last year. And you can give me a kicking because I'll say two things. One is great. The game here, it's one of the best 5 sporting events I've ever been to. It's not even close. I took my 8-year-old son, who's a rep goalie. He still talks about it. But, Jonathan, I was one of those guys that went to bed when you guys were down 3-0 in Montreal. Those two late goals that Josie and Michael scored. What's the mentality when you're down 3-0, it's all going all to hell, and you know the goals matter? Those were so vital, so important, obviously, to finish that match.
Yeah, they're huge. You know, it got us the away goals, and the away goals in football count as 2 goals. So that's how we knew. You know, we had that in our mind once we went down 3-0. You know, it was tough. It was very tough mentally because, you know, it was a little bit of deja vu from the year before, and that was really tough for the team to come over. To basically put that to the side and keep fighting, and you know, that's what our team did, and we knew if we could get even just one goal, that would be huge. But to get two, that was big, and that was that basically gave us the confidence to know that, you know, we're going to go into the next game and we'll have a chance to beat them in our home field.
So you're a real crowd favorite, local guy. People are into you. When I'm at the games, you get as just as huge a cheer as anybody else, and deservedly so. But when did things sort of settle with this club? Like we were saying, a lot of turmoil. The Jermaine Defoe year was weird. There was a lot of losing early on. When did you feel you could just breathe and it was settled? And here's your coach, here's your players. It just felt normal instead of very up and down, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, but I would say probably at the start of my third year, I think it was a big... You know, it was the start of a new year. You know, our new coach at the time, Mr. Greg Vanney, finally had like a preseason to work with us, and we brought in a lot of players that are now we call part of our core. And I think it was at that time that, you know, that's when the club really started to turn things around. I think in that second year with Jermaine Defoe, the club did turn things around in the sense that, you know, they started making big moves. They started changing the way the league worked and the way the teams went about their signings and stuff. And that was huge. But for the team's success actually turned around a lot in the third year. And then making the playoffs for the first time, obviously, and was all a good experience. And that all helped us to get us basically where we are now.
Jonathan Osorio, soccer's a funny thing because, I mean, you have this league and it's very important, and yet you guys also take part while the league is going on at different times with the national team. And so that has to be something that's on your mind as well. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, at the moment, no, because I'm with TFC. We got a game tomorrow, obviously, and that's the main focus. But obviously, you know, we have a camp in a couple of weeks, actually. So, you know, Canada has a game against El Salvador and Houston, and, you know, should I get called, I'll definitely be available to help them. And you know, it's been an exciting time for the national team because of the turnaround and the new coach and the new players that are coming in, the young players. We have a lot of good young players coming up, and we had a really good Gold Cup. So I think the national program is very excited for what's to come.
You score against Jamaica a couple weeks ago. I'm there with like 35, 40 people. It's an exciting game, but we want to see that place filled, right? Like that's the end goal. And I know they could expand the World Cup, but you guys want to make it on your own merits. I'm old enough to remember going in 86. Elliot is too. And there's nothing like it. The whole country would just stop and watch these games leading up to the qualifying. I know you and your players, you and your teammates want to get back there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's been the goal for a long time. But I think, you know, we got a real good chance now with the program coming such a long way. And we have, you know, really good players coming in from academies now. They're getting trained well and being ready for the professional environment. So, yeah, you know, obviously there's that bid between the U.S. and Mexico and ourselves in 2026. But we're looking forward to 2022, and that's the one we want to make. And like you said, we want to make it on our own terms. We want to be able to qualify and to say that we qualified for that tournament. So, and like you said, if we make the World Cup, I know for sure that the whole country will be behind us, and it will do a lot for this sport in this country.